Hello, Hodgepodge listeners. This is Anna, writer and director of Find Us Alive and Hymns for the Road. I have an exciting announcement. Hymns for the Road is nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Awards in the fiction category. This is the only year that Hymns will be eligible due to its short run, so it would be incredibly exciting and special if we could take home the gold this year. So if you listened to Hymns and enjoyed it, please drop us a vote at podcastawards.com. Voting is open from now until July 31st, so don't miss your chance. Again, that's www.podcastawards.com. Thank you all for voting, and thank you for being such a wonderful audience to make original stories for. Greetings and hello, Find Us Alive listeners. It's me, Anna, writer and director of the show, and COVID haver. After I record this, I am going back to sleep. Get tested and wear a mask. Today, we have some new patrons to thank. A big, huge special thanks to Avaz, Emmett Hale, Fox Pax & Co., Angus Hutcho Hutchison, and HV Charlie. Thank you all so much for supporting us. We could not continue to do what we do without the help of people like you. If you want to hear your name at the start of an episode or get other cool stuff like ad-free downloads, merch, and more, consider supporting us at patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Or you can give a one-time donation at hodgepodgeaudio.com. That's patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you so much, stay healthy, and enjoy the episode.
Give me the details.
I thought Klein already shared my report.
I want to hear it from you. I'm tired of reading reports.
A couple days after we made contact, the town had a magnitude 6 earthquake. Roughly 6.5.
I guess that's... I mean, it's not that outrageous. The site was close-ish to a fault line.
Not impossible, but definitely unprecedented for the area.
So did anyone... were there any casualties?
No. Fortunately... A few injuries, but that's all. A lot of property damage. A lot.
I don't think I understand what that has to do with them cutting us loose.
To save on cost, allegedly.
Welcome back.
Hi, Cordell.
Are you the only one receiving me right now?
Better to err on the side of caution, if that's what you're asking.
Good to know, but seriously.
As far as I know, I'm the only one listening live.
But Cyto-1 knows how to find our frequency?
In theory. I've told them how I did it.
In writing?
No. But they probably wrote down what I said.
Hmm.
Listen, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what to do.
Don't we get to make a case or something? We made contact with you. There's no reason why we shouldn't get a say in this.
I said we don't have, like, a good enough way to prove that you're really you.
How would we prove we're really us? There's nothing we can do in here other than tell you.
Excuse.
What else could we even be?
I know. But that would be the most expensive part. We don't actually know where you're, like, physically located. You could be in a parallel dimension.
We are in another dimension.
Another dimension. Or you could be a mimicry constructed by the anomaly. Or you could be...
dead. In the afterlife.
Yeah.
And everything we tell you only amounts to hearsay.
So we don't get to participate in this process at all, do we?
Look, if I can keep giving them your data, maybe we'll find something more substantial. Then I can ask around and put together an estimate for how much the research would cost, and we can make a case for you later.
Why doesn't any of what we have now
work for free?
I'm just saying, covering up an evacuation of this size is really expensive.
It's not a large town. We were most of the population in the first place.
It wouldn't matter if it was entirely Foundation controlled. It's a magnitude 6 in an area that never had anything close to that. Half the buildings collapsed. The U.S. government's getting involved.
You mean the feds? Or...
if we can, like, wrap it up quick enough, it'll hopefully just be the feds, and you won't have to deal with the dumb cops at the Unusual Incidents Unit. Trust me, that's the last thing you want.
I think the last thing I want is to die in my office building.
Lank.
You know this is bullshit just as much as I do. So instead of funding a rescue mission, they're funding a cover-up and sealing the tunnel.
They're
probably not sealing
the tunnel.
You've
been upgraded to Cater. I haven't checked the whole document, but, like, there's rumors that the new containment procedures are mostly monitored remotely while staying the hell away from it.
Okay, great. That's good to hear. Okay, I'll see you later, Harley.
I've been talking with my team about it.
I don't expect them to-
Tran has been listening to the recordings for weeks, she says.
Oh, I don't think more people yelling at them is going to change their minds. Do you have suggestions?
You don't like it when I revisit my, school days.
We're not throwing bricks at the overseers.
We don't need to throw bricks at the overseers.
What's this?
An envelope.
I know that, smartass. What's it for?
Mail.
Divorce.
It's for the mail. Look, they don't screen snail mail that closely when it's going between personnel. Site to site moves quicker than the public postal services, too.
Have you ever sent, like, actual snail mail to another employee?
I have a pen pal.
Where?
India. We talk about mushroom foraging.
Lots of mushrooms in India?
Mushrooms everywhere.
I don't know if I'll have time to... like, write physical letters to people.
Don't worry about it. I'll do it. We just have to keep people talking.
Thanks for helping.
Anything for you.
I am taking this recording for myself. Not for any reason other than getting my thoughts in order. A part of me feels strangely robbed of my outlet now that I know for certain someone is listening to me. I didn't realize the extent to which I was using my radio as a personal journal more than an actual communication method. I'm angry. And why shouldn't I be? We've spent so long working so hard, playing by the rules. I've been screaming into the void nearly every day for months. After so long, after so much work and toil, what do we get for it? We get cut loose. Turned over to the universe to do with us what it will, all to save the Foundation's pocketbooks. I expected that if I were to die in the Foundation, it would be for something, or better yet, for someone. Maybe that illusion was shattered when Casey died, but if given the choice between dying for nothing and dying for money, I don't think that's a difficult decision.
I can't pretend like I didn't see this coming. When we stopped following Foundation procedure in our therapy sessions, things got better. People opened up more. Mental health improved. And when we expanded it to work and leisure and leadership, it improved in those areas too. The Foundation has been... the Foundation has existed since the 40s, at least the closest version to what we have today. Before that, there were a handful of prototypical organizations and projects that were projects of a similar vein. I don't think much has changed since it was founded. Best system in the world, minimized loss of civilian life. But maybe all the dead D-class and dead researchers make up the difference. Hundreds of us. Thousands. We don't count, though, because we're on the Foundation's payroll or in Foundation custody. And besides, we need to keep doing human testing, right? We're practically built around it. How many bricks can you take out of the Foundation before it's not the Foundation anymore?
Hey, what's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong? Stupid fucking overseers leaving us to fucking die in here. That's what's wrong. Even Xiao is drafting letters begging them to fucking help us. But they know Xiao is in here and they're still willing to kill us all.
They're not killing us.
They are, Ingrid. They are killing us. They could get us out, but they're not on purpose.
We've been doing okay.
It's only been months. Months! We already had someone die. Who even knows how many more we could lose? We could avoid all of it if they just fucking helped us.
I got into engineering's game server.
Are you even listening to me? Why are you so okay? You don't look upset at all.
What?
You look totally fine with this.
we could make it nice in here.
Making it nice in here was only supposed to be something we did if we had no hope of escape. A last resort.
I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's that bad because you never left your office in the first place. I don't want to be here.
It's not too late to change their minds. As long as we have a connection to 64, it's not too late. So we're good. We're fine. Harley's good with people. Maybe Cordell can get him on the line with O1. They've been hearing Harley for months. They know we haven't been following protocol. They've got to be cutting us off for that. I'm head of research. The Rift had the potential to do something like this all along, and I missed it. What was I even looking for before all this? I barely remember what we were doing. It seems so unimportant now. Carson was always busy, so mostly he let me do my own thing. And what did I accomplish? I sent a pile of objects, and sometimes animals, and sometimes people, into the void. And I failed to see the worst coming. Missed it by miles when seeing the worst coming was my job. Can't even blame Gloria either. Containment only worked with what I gave them. And I didn't give them shit, looks like. And now we're all going to die in here. Eating bulk cafeteria food and sitting under sun lamps for however long it takes before something kills our life support. Or until 80-something years pass. I wonder who the last one standing will be. Dr. Torres, talk to me. Yeah, how's she doing? Oh. How long does she have?
Any word from Nevada?
Town is, like, crawling with Foundation agents. It's gonna be hard to do any kind of investigation if Site-01 tells us to cut it out entirely.
And how goes the recording distribution?
They haven't banned it. Yet. They might have forgotten I'm doing it. We've centralized it to the comms people, so at least I don't have to send stuff to everybody who asks. Your turn. The earthquakes?
I've been looking around Clearance 3 to see if anything has been revised in our reference database, but I suspect they've changed matters on 6320 to a designation-specific clearance.
One sec. Let me check something. Yep, they updated the document. It's, like, really stripped down.
How are the Combrox?
Special containment procedures. No contact with the object. No establishment of structures within the redacted copper mine. 24-hour guard. Seems like they're setting up a lot of Richter monitoring, but it doesn't look like they have plans to lift the evacuation order.
Anything about 107?
There's a bit in history about a mass casualty event, but not enough detail.
It must need a higher clearance.
Assuming they didn't expunge it. Wait, I've got an email. I have to get back to my office.
Bad news?
Good news. They're giving us 72 hours to put a case together.
72 hours.
What? Hey!
72 hours until what?
Just ask for it.
72 hours to put a case together about why they should keep us on.
Great. Who should we get together to plan that?
Hey, so what? So they want us to grovel?
I don't know what they want from us.
We shouldn't give them anything.
Are you serious, Lancaster?
Client, they're not going to take us back on. They're going to take our data and our research and just tell us it's not enough. And you said so yourself. You thought they were using us as free labor.
I eagerly await your plan, then.
I've got 72 hours, and that's more than enough time to come up with an actual negotiation.
Harley?
I don't know. I think I'm with Lancaster on this one.
Ha!
Temporarily. Maybe we can talk to records in engineering about some long-term cost calculations and start there.
Fine by me. Lank?
Yeah. yeah, that sounds all right.
3 days, huh?
We can agree on something by then.
Are you going to talk to Records or shall I?
No, I'll do it. I need to do something. Over and out.
Over and out.
I'm sorry I snapped at you. We're all under a lot of stress, and I'm trying not to let it get to me. I know you're stressed, but don't forget that you don't have to take the whole responsibility of acting site director by yourself. We don't have to stick to that structure. Please don't put all of this on yourself.
Gravit's dying.
The fall is that bad?
Brain cancer.
Oh. Oh my god. What do?
We don't.
If we tell Site 01.
Too late.
Shit.
Yeah.
Greeley, too, I think.
What?
D1, I think he's dying, too. Barton will probably go next.
Both expiring clones?
Yeah.
Ah. Do you blame me?
What is there to blame you for?
Not seeing this coming?
No, not even Carson saw it coming.
He saw the writing on the wall about our safety protocols being inadequate. He tried to get help for that.
He tried to get help from the Foundation! Look where that got him.
We've got 3 days. We'll think of something.
Made any progress?
Zhao and Klein are putting together a binder. We're just about evenly split between, we'll give you all our research if you promise to help us escape. And if you don't help us escape, we won't give you anything at all. I don't know what to do about any of this. None of us do.
Can I say something?
Be my guest.
I kind of miss the way you used to talk before we made contact.
Oh?
It was like talking to a friend.
Ah, yes. My completely dissolved professionalism. Even in the unlikely chance that we escape, I'm sure I'll be heavily reprimanded for it.
Might be the reason you escape at all.
My overflowing charisma is...
I'm serious. It's like the entire reason people keep asking me for recordings.
Well, tell them they'll have plenty more where that came from, because I may be here forever.
Harley, people are threatening to quit over this.
What?
I'm not encouraging them or anything, but people are talking about leaving the Foundation if Site-01 doesn't help you. Like, dozens of people.
Why?
Because it could have been anyone. Maybe today it's you, but tomorrow it's them. Site-01 is making it look a lot like they won't help us, even if they're able to. People don't like that.
What they like is irrelevant. If that gets spread too far, they'll just have everybody amnestitized. They'll wipe us out of your memories and cut off our contact. And then we'll be worse than where we started.
Could they? That's at least several thousand dollars in amnestics.
Which do you think they'd rather lose? Several thousand dollars or several hundred employees?
That's like... not an easy question. Considering they gave all of you up for that.
Oh, we don't count. We can't do any work for them from in here anyway. Cordell? Site 64, come in.
Something just appeared on my desk.
What do you, was it a spider?
It's an envelope.
What do you mean it appeared?
Like, I was looking at that spot on my desk, and then I looked at my computer, and then I looked back at the spot, and there it was.
Is that something that usually happens in your site?
I don't know if I should touch it.
I think you should.
I think it's anomalous.
Does it have an address?
Hang on. It's for you?
Pardon?
Dr. Harley, CEO, Site 64.
Well, now you have to open it.
I'm not touching it.
Well, use a stick or something.
I have a letter opener and a pen.
Hurry up.
I'm hurrying. There's a note inside.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and?
We are receiving your transmissions. We intend to...
What? What does it say?
Oh, God. I'm so fired.
Cordell?
Oh, fuck.
Christ, Cordell, what does it say? Who is it from?
The Serpent's Hand. The Serpent's Hand is offering aid.
Oh? Okay.
I don't know if working with outside groups should be...
Cordell, my dear.
Yes?
We're decommissioned. If the Foundation didn't want us working with outside groups, they shouldn't have made us one.
Episode 59 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Logan Laidlaw. The voice of Klein is Tosh Ritter. The voice of Lancaster is Jackson McMurray. The voice of Agent Love is Tabby Bardahl. The voice of Radiger is Anna McGuire. The voice of Cordell is Ashley Quills. The voice of Noah is Vin Vox. Original music by Jackson McMurray. If you like our show and want to support us, sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.